one at this time.
Maria, we are definitely be praying for you. You know, it's been a struggle. I mean, the last time you came here, we know the struggles that you were facing and going through. And we just take the time to pray and hope that God will be with you.
Thank you.
I entitled my sermon, Fishers, Fishers of Men. Shall we bow our heads again for a word of prayer? Father, again, we come. In this chapter here in Matthew, let's go there, Matthew chapter 4. I believe that Jesus is using here a object lesson because he wants to teach his people something very, very important. And as I go through this lesson, I'm going to have you underscore some words. And don't forget them, because we're going to come back to those words. And there are three basic principles that I'll be talking to you about that has to do with fishing. Not only for fish, but also for men. So as we go through it, keep these words in mind. So Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. 22. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18 through 22. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, named called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers men. And straightway they left their nets and followed him. And going from hence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship, Zebedee their father. And what were they doing?
Mending their nets.
They were mending their nets. So I would like you to underscore the word mending their nets. And immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. Now, I want you to turn with me to the book of Luke. The book of Luke in chapter 5. And we are also going to be underscoring some words here. And we are going to start from 1 to verse 11. And it says here, And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear what?
The word of God.
The word of God. I want you to underscore the word of God. He stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. So I want you also to underscore washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ship, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he says unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down for a draw. Mm-hmm. I want you to underscore the word launch out into the deep. And Simon answered and says unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. I want you to underscore the word toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. I want you to underscore the word net broke. And they beckoned unto their partner, which were in other ships, that they would come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. Mm. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him at the draw of fishes, which they had taken. And so was also James, the son, James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partner with Simon. And Jesus says unto Simon, Fear not, from hence thou shalt catch men. Now, the three basic principles that I would like to talk to you about here is the first principle that we have, that in order to be fishers of even fish and fishers of men, we have to have patience. That's the very first thing that we have to have when we are fishing. You know how it is when you're fishing. You are fishing and you have to be patient. These fishermen were very patient because they fished how long?
All night.
Can you imagine fishing all night? These are experienced fishermen. And yet they were out there, they were fishing all night, and they caught not one single fish. You have to have incredible patience in order to fish all night and caught nothing. So in this you have to have the first principle in fishing, you have to be patient. The second principle that we see in here is preparation. These men made the necessary preparation because after they went out fish all night and caught nothing, they rowed their ships back to shore. And then what they began to do?
Mending their nets.
They began to mend their net. That tells me that they are going out to make the necessary preparation again to do what?
Fish.
To go out again to fish. So that tells me that these two things so far are very important in order for us to be fishers. We have to be patient, and we have to make the necessary preparation also when we are doing this. Okay, now we are going to look at the third principle that we are going to discuss, and that is perseverance. Let's look at the book of John. John chapter 21. John chapter 21. And we are going to read again, because this is just a recapitulation and enlargement. So we are going to look at John chapter 21, and then we are going to start again at verse 1. And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed himself. There were gathered Simon Peter and Thomas and Didymus and Nathanael of Cana, Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of the disciples. Simon Peter says unto them, What are we going to do? We are going fishing. So here again, we see that they weren't discouraged, but they're going back out again a second time. They're going fishing. And they said unto him, "We are going fishing with thee." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus says unto them, "Children, have ye any meat?" And they answered him, "No." And he says unto them, "Cast your net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." And they cast their nets, and now they were not able to draw in the multitude of fish. Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved says unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded his fisher coat unto him, for he was naked, and he cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in the ship, in the little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the nets with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coal there, and fish laid on it, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, "Bring the fish which thou hast caught." Mm-hmm. Now Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fish, 153, and for all were so many, yet not the net broken. What happened to the net in the first round? Did the net hold or did it break?
It broke. Yeah.
Okay. This time the net did not break, and Jesus says unto them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples thus asked him, "Who thou wert," knowing that it was the Lord.
Yeah. And you find the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. So we see here again, when we are fishing, we have to have patience, as we can see. Mm-hmm. We have to make the necessary preparation, and we have to be persistent. Here the disciples were being persistent because they not only went back out, but not only that, but they also were able to now catch so much fish that there were, you know, that we were, it was 153.
153.
Yes, that they were able to catch. And so, again, when we are, as people, we should have these things in mind, because it's so easy to get frustrated and get impatient when we are fishing for people, when we are going out, and a lot of times we don't make that necessary preparation, and then we are not persistent. But these are all things that we need when we are doing our fish, when we are fishing for men. I'm going to just read a little bit that is in this book. It's called "All I Need to Know About Ministry I Learned from Fly Fishing." And I want to read what it says here. It says, "The story says a great deal about human nature. We tend to trust our instinct, our training, which we can see and feel and prove. And when we run out of our own resources, we are pretty sure that that is the end. But if we are willing to open our minds to what Jesus might do, we will not be disappointed. I've often said that God's best work is done when there is an emptiness." Mm-hmm. You hear what he says? Mm-hmm. "God's best work is done when there is an emptiness, a lack of resources, and human impossibilities. This is what he wrote. It's a common theme in the Bible. This running out of resources or of not having enough to begin with. And having God intervene with a miracle and abundance. This is what you're saying. So, often we are, as leaders in the church, through our intention, though our intentions are otherwise, grown to trust in our human skills and learning. We often trust in that thing, in our human wisdom, instead of trusting in God's abundance. We push God aside while we tinker with the engine. After all, we we are the ones getting paid the big bucks. We have the training. It's our job. We may not even realize that what we are doing until we run out of steam. What we are doing isn't working, and we are not sure why. And what then we can take, and then we can take a page out of Simon's fishing journal. Listen to what Jesus say. Then, don't push to judgment. Wait and see that Jesus, and see what Jesus will do. It's okay to doubt, but then remember what Simon says. If you say so, that's what he's going to do. When we run out of our own resources, when there's room for God to work. Hear what it says? It says, when we run out of our resources, then God is willing to work. Jesus, Jesus' knowledge is not limited to the vague spiritual realm that we assign to the religious among us. He will help us in the day-to-day, mundane part of our lives. Isn't that true? God will always do that. So, my message to you this morning again is to really think about these three principles that we are to be as fishers of men, is to be patient. Don't worry. Just be patient and also make that necessary preparation when we are going out to meet people. Always follow the principles of God. And also have that perseverance. Never give up. Go back at it again. Though you didn't catch any fish, go out, because God will be with you. As we see the second time they went out, there was so much fish that they weren't able to bring back that fish in. So that's the message I have for you this today, is to be fishers of men. Our closing song. Where's Bill? No.
What number, please? Oh, he's not, Bill is not in here, so, what now?
Do you have a bulletin?
Let me see if he has one over here.
Oh, there he is. number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
195. Showers
okay.
of blessings.
Thank you.
Five.
195. Yeah. Okay, let's bow our heads, please. Father, once again, we are just so grateful and thankful that you have brought us here for this time of worship. We ask as we continually go forth in this day, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be the one that guides the rest of the day. We ask now your blessings, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen.